This is St. Louis Public Radio. The Arch and Cardinals baseball are two big reasons why people visit St. Louis. But a California artist who's created murals around the country and the world sees another draw, the opportunity for massive outdoor art projects on our many brick buildings. Artist Farring Perth has been based in St. Louis since February. Her first local mural depicts a nearly nude woman crouching on the side of a Family Dollar store building on Jefferson Avenue at Cherokee Street. Her more recent project presents another somber, unclothed female figure on a building in the Grove area. Local reaction has been mixed, but St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler tells us that Perth is still captivated by St. Louis's charms, just as another visiting artist friend promised she would be.
She lived in St. Louis for a period, and it really affected her. I think she was there for a matter of like 6 to 8 months, but she always spoke of it as having so much soul and heart to it, and it kind of being like a secret, you know, a secret little spot that nobody knew about. And, you know, as soon as I rolled into St. Louis, I immediately kind of felt that New Orleans kind of feel to it. And the same thing happened to me. I just fell in love with it, and I decided to stick around for a little while.
You had several different kinds of reactions to, you know, your first mural on Cherokee and also the second one in the Grove, and not all of the people quite understood your work.
Yeah, there's, you know, it's kind of, I feel like everywhere I go, the reaction is always different. You kind of get some people like kicking and screaming at first because they don't quite understand what I'm doing and they don't understand the work. And I think that, you know, makes a lot of people uncomfortable. And I think it's just the nature of art, you know. You're never going to create a piece of art and have everybody love it. So especially in the case of Prime, which, you know, I got a lot of slack for not being a local and being able to paint such a massive mural without having really established myself in St. Louis. But also, it was interpreted as being a Black woman in a very vulnerable position, which wasn't, I mean, that's definitely not how I interpreted the work, but I think it revealed a lot about the racial tension that exists specifically in St. Louis and in the South.
Of course, you know, Cookie endured some vandalism. And
I wondered
if, you know, you'd care to elaborate on that, and maybe is that sort of a hazard of the job?
Yeah, it definitely is. No matter where you go, you enter a city that's not your own. Especially local graffiti writers and stuff are going to kind of like flare their peacock feathers. And in the case of Cookie, I feel like it might have been, you know, somebody that was threatened or that just personally didn't like the work. It wasn't a skilled writer. And it was very kind of like childish sexual profanity.
Have you had the opportunity to look at other murals here and maybe mural trends? Or can you compare St. Louis with any of these other cities in any way in terms of our murals?
Yeah, you know, I've had a chance to look at a lot of the work of local artists. And there's some incredible work coming out of St. Louis. I do feel that there is a great need for more street art. You know, compared to other city centers, especially when you get on the East Coast and you get to those coastal cities, you see, you know, massive refined murals more frequently. I do definitely hope to see some of my international colleagues coming in. I would love to be able to bring some of the people that I've met around the world to St. Louis to create massive murals as well and open up that dialogue.